I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As scientists try to predict where a number of hurricanes and tropical storms are headed next, the path of destruction has already been left behind. The first and most powerful response before, during, and after events like these is prayer. And did you know that literacy has the power to transform lives? We'll share an example as you find your cause today on Mission Network News. Hurricane Irma, the catastrophic Category 5 hurricane, washed over the Caribbean islands Wednesday. Irma came raging with 185-mile-per-hour winds and continued to batter the islands through Thursday morning. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz.
Our guy in the Dominican Republic, who's just been hit there, has reported that they're fine, but that there's a lot of flooding and a lot of devastation. There's been 9 deaths in the Caribbean since Irma hit, which is really tragic.
The Barbuda Island has been nearly leveled. 60% of its residents are now homeless. Yet Irma's destruction isn't over. The hurricane is expected to hit the Florida Keys later tonight. Not to mention 2 more hurricanes, Hurricane Jose and Katie, are trailing close behind.
Ask the Lord to protect people. And just pray also for the victims, that their physical needs will be met, and that also in these times their spiritual needs would be addressed, because there's a lot of fear, a lot of despair that people experience, and that God would be a comfort, and that they would be able to tune in on the air the right kind of programming that would bring that spiritual encouragement to them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This Sunday is World Suicide Prevention Day. In the United States alone, there are an estimated 44,000 deaths by suicide each year. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries says every once in a while they'll get a call from someone ready to end it all.
They don't know where to turn anymore, and they have hit a place of hopelessness. They've been believing lies for years, and they hit a place of life is not worth living anymore.
These lies become more powerful as a person becomes more exhausted. The trouble is that as long as our culture becomes more secular, less people realize that the negative thoughts are coming from a very real spiritual enemy. And God's Word has a lot to say on the subject.
It says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We also know that there's a spiritual dimension to this. Ephesians 6 says our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, and authorities.
For more information, resources, and stories of God's intervention, head to missionnews.org. And if you're struggling right now, Vandermeer wants you to hear this.
You have a loving Father who created you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully, you are wonderfully made, and the Lord knows you by name. That's the truth.
And finally, today is International Literacy Day, and thankfully, literacy rates have come a long way. The percentage of the global population who can read and write has gone from 12% in 1820 to 83% today. However, illiteracy is still a problem in struggling communities. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India provides adult literacy classes in India. Mission India's Eric Morrishead shares Jaya's story of how literacy changed her life. Jaya and her husband discovered their employer was stealing their wages.
And they weren't able to defend themselves after noticing the problem. One, because they couldn't read or write, and two, they didn't fully understand what was going on. But then an adult literacy class was started in her community. So she was taught how to read and write. She caught a passion to start her own business through that as well, and she started making candles and detergent. But she also learned about Jesus during her time in the adult literacy class, and she actually received him as her savior. And so now she's actively participating in her local church. That's the beauty of these adult literacy classes, is that it's not just one thing being changed in your life, everything's being changed.
And you can support literacy and advance the gospel too.
By giving $30 a month, you support one student to attend an adult literacy class.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get your copy free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.